Morning, Woj.
Morning, Barn.
You're early.
Yeah, I guess I am.
I can't ever recall your being early before. For a minute there, I thought I was late.
Bender.
Bender?
Yeah, you remember. He's the guy that wanted to pay citizens for killing criminals in the act.
Oh, God. Don't tell me he's putting those posters up there.
Got held up in his sporting goods store this morning. Got him looking through mug books.
Morning, Mr. Bender. Nice to see you again.
Sure. We'll do what we can.
Well, maybe if you'd left those reward posters up, this wouldn't have happened.
Mr. Bender, let's not reopen any old wounds.
I like your sense of humor.
Purely unintentional, Mr. Bender. Purely unintentional.
Barn. Worked up those manpower reports you wanted.
You did all of these today? What time did you get here?
About 4.
4 a.m.?
Well, some engineers get up a little early. And then you shower and shave a little faster, and there isn't as much traffic on the way in, and you get someplace early.
5 hours early?
I'll go back to coming in late if you want.
No. You're to be commended.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm looking for Captain Miller.
He's right over there.
Yes, can I help you?
Rosalind McCory, Detective Third Grade.
Yes, what can we do for you, Miss McCory?
I'm supposed to be working here.
I beg your pardon?
I'm your replacement.
Replacement? For whom?
You weren't expecting me?
I'm afraid not.
I've got my transfer papers here someplace.
Why don't we go to my office and maybe we can unravel it there?
It's got the commissioner's name printed on it.
Oh, come on, Nick.
Yeah. Save my seat.
Informed of any replacements, any new personnel, nothing. Oh, yeah, I remember doing that. I would like to compliment you on your prompt action. You're welcome.
Is it cleared up?
Yes, you are indeed replacing someone.
Who?
Chano Amangual.
Which one is he?
No, he's no longer here. That request went in 2 years ago.
Well, here I am.
Yeah, well, appreciate it. The question is, where have you been?
Traffic control. Okay, this is my first chance to make some real progress. I'm willing to do anything to prove myself.
I'm sure you are.
Mr. Corey wants you with?
I meant in the area of police work, Captain.
Police?
I wasn't referring to anything else.
I wasn't implying that you were.
I got this job on merit.
I'm certain you did, Detective LaCorey.
Oh. I apologize. It's just that I know there's a lot of talk going around the department. You know, how some of the women have come up through the ranks. I don't want you to think that my promotion was in any way due to that sort of thing.
Believe me, the thought never entered my mind.
Of course, I had opportunities.
I'm sure you did.
I had to go to work. I know. I jumped out of bed pretty fast. Wasn't much reason to stay. Well, hey, look, it wasn't your fault what happened. I mean, what didn't happen. I guess I was just tired. Look, I got a lot of work to get through here. I'll call you back later, okay?
Is there something I can do for you?
Hey, come to my business.
What is it?
Whatever you were talking about.
Just got a pretty good idea what that is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if you got something to say, say it.
Well, all I would say to you is that occasional failures are not that serious or uncommon.
Yeah?
The greatest danger is exaggerating a problem, and letting the fear of future failures create a psychological stumbling block.
Thanks, Dietrich.
Gentlemen, it appears we're going to have some additional manpower, so to speak. At least temporarily. This is Detective Rosalind LaCoury, Stan Wojciechowicz.
Hi.
Arthur Dietrich.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Good.
I'm afraid we're a little shy of desks at the moment. The only thing we've got left is little one back here.
This is lovely. I like a view.
Oh, boy. Harris?
I may want my name off this arrest report.
What?
Why? What?
Keep your elbows in and you won't hurt yourself.
Take it easy, will you? This ain't a rickshaw.
You're not going into the squad room.
I know where we're going. I ain't blind.
This is Louis Frankel. He wheeled himself into Crewson's market on 3rd, pulled us out, and demanded all the money.
Everybody else does it.
Not in exactly the same way. Are you actually confined to that chair?
What do you think this is, a gag? Fool your friends? I'm a cripple.
Sorry.
That ain't your fault.
Just an expression.
We caught up with him about a block from the store, sort of wedged between a car and a curb.
When are they going to put in some ramps, for God's sakes? I pay taxes, too.
Mr. Frankel, I'm afraid we're going to have to book you.
You want to roll yourself over to that desk over there?
Linda, would you mind, would you sit over there at the Sergeant Dietrich's desk, please?
Did you ever see those guys play basketball?
Uh-huh.
And the way they whiz up and down the court on those chairs, passing the ball, shooting, they're really very good.
I know.
Of course, it's still a tall man's game.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Frankel. I'm digging it down. It should be processed.
Stairs again, right?
Afraid so.
Why isn't anything designed for us? I can't get on a bus. I can't use a payphone. Sometimes I gotta go 10 different places to find a restroom I can use. Is that fair?
I wouldn't stand for it.
Very funny.
Well, precinct, Captain Miller speaking. Yes, he is. Hold on a minute. There's a lady for you on three.
Oh, I'm not in.
You want to know who it is?
It doesn't matter. Would you tell her I'm out?
Sergeant Wojciechowicz is unavailable at the moment. Hold on a minute. She says it's very important.
Tell her I'll call her back.
I can have him return your call. Yeah, hold on. She wants to know when.
Well, tell her I might be back later this afternoon. Maybe.
How about this afternoon? No, ma'am, I don't know exactly what... Would you hold on a minute? Would you please answer the telephone?
Yeah, Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, look, I told you we'd talk about this later when I got home. Well, I might pull a double shift. You know, I'd be, tomorrow morning. Or, afternoon.
This a coffee for anybody?
Yeah. Listen, there's a lot of things going on here. We'll talk about it later, all right? Yeah. Bye.
I think I know why you people were never able to catch you guys who ripped me off.
Why?
None of them were in wheelchairs.
Hey, look at
Bender. We do the best we can, all right? I mean, we're just human beings. We're not machines.
Well, wait a minute. Hold it.
You don't just flip a switch and then we perform.
Sure?
No, nobody's perfect.
Oh, Joe.
What?
Can I talk to you in my office a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Did Mr. Frankel come in here? Frankel, wait.
Don't tell me you lost him.
He couldn't have gotten very far. Barney?
Harris out front, Dietrich backstairs. Give me Cogan.
I left him just for a second. How could he get away?
Lucky roll.
Barney, we looked everywhere. Closets, storage room. He's just disappeared.
That's what Cogan just said.
Not yet, Barney.
Help
me? I'm looking for my wife.
How long has she been missing?
What?
We can't take a report unless she's been gone at least 24 hours.
She works here. Roslyn LaCoury, I'm her husband.
Oh.
Oh. She didn't mention she was married.
No, we haven't talked at length yet. I'm sure it'll come up eventually.
Yeah?
This is Roz's husband, Mr. LaCoury.
Ah, how do you do? I'm Captain Miller.
So, you're the guy she'll be working under, huh?
Yes, I'm her superior officer.
Well, I brought her lunch.
Ah.
She must have forgot it. Or maybe she had other plans.
I have some work to do in my office.
You got a couch in there?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
All right, what is it?
You called me in here.
Why didn't I ask? I realized that. I thought maybe you would like to discuss your somewhat uncharacteristic behavior today.
Well, there's not much to discuss.
Hey, Woj. Hey. Listen, I thought we had developed, you know, a kind of special rapport, mutual understanding, respect, where you'd feel free enough to be able to confide in me no matter what your problem was.
having trouble in bed.
I mean, I sleep good.
I should rather not.
It's hard to talk to anybody about.
Well, if you prefer not to, I'll understand.
What happened to me before? I don't know if this is a fluke or what.
Listen, Boj, this is an area that I'm not really an expert in, and, you know, since I don't know exactly what happened...
Well, I'll tell you.
No, it's not necessary. But look, if it is indeed an isolated incident, all I can say is, you know, don't become preoccupied with it. You know, don't over-exaggerate it into a bigger problem than it really is.
It isn't just what happened last night. I mean, it's my whole problem with women.
And that problem is?
Well, he won't leave me alone, Martin.
I'm sorry.
Well, you've seen it. I mean, every lady that comes into that squad room, I don't care if she's 20 or 75, you know, they're all open.
I really haven't paid that much attention.
I'm in a tug of war sometimes, you know? I mean, this one wants to move in with me, you know, and another one wants me to move in with her. I mean, the pressure point, it starts to get to you.
So, Walter, I really don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I guess it's pretty hard for you to relate to this.
What?
Thanks. Dietrich, if Barney asks where I am, tell him that a blue and white spotted a wheelchair turning into an alley back of McDougal. Why don't you knock it off? Later.
Do you want me to go with you?
No, I want to go myself. I still have a little pride left.
Hey, Russ.
What's the matter? What are you doing here?
You forgot your lunch.
I didn't forget it. I don't want it.
You don't want it. Are you lunching out?
Oh, please.
All right. Very attractive group you got here.
Now, don't start with that. Listen, I got a lot of work I gotta do. Thanks for lunch.
Hey, Raj, you comfortable? Everything all right?
Yeah, things are great. Thanks a lot.
Good.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Detective LaCourie's husband.
Oh, hi, I'm Ron Harris.
Ron? Hi, Ron. Single?
Vince, just stop it and go home.
Get around a lot.
I apologize.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Don't ever apologize for me, Rosalind.
We'll talk about it later, Vince.
Well, I'm going home.
I'll be home around 6.
Okay. Captain Miller?
Ah, Mr. LaCourie, you're leaving now?
For now, yes.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
Well, it's good to get a look at you.
Huh?
Good night.
Hey, it's him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Captain, Mr. Bender says he's got his man.
Wonderful. Forward up. We're going into the squad room, Mr. Frankel.
I know where we're going.
I got him, Barney.
Squad cars. Motorcycles. It's on horses. Hey, that's real sporty.
Where'd you find him?
I found him in a park off of 10th Avenue.
I'd have been in Jersey by now if it hadn't been for that damn ice.
All right, pictures and prints and take them down to Manhattan South.
Oh, I just brought them up here.
I'm not going down those stairs again.
Well, get his possessions and run them over. Let's go.
Whatever you say.
Captain, I'll be back in my store if you need me.
Appreciate your cooperation, Mr. Bender.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Mr. Bender,
want to apologize for blowing my stack back there. I had a lot of things on my mind.
Yeah, listen, forget it. Because I know you guys, you work under a lot of pressure. Anytime, anywhere, when you least expect it, boom, you know somebody's late.
Right.
Actually, the danger from physical violence is much less than the risk to psychological and emotional well-being.
Yeah?
Statistics show that policemen have a greater incidence of most emotional and personal problems. Higher rate of suicide, alcoholism, impotence.
Thank you, Dietrich.
Depression, divorce.
I think it should be noted that policemen have traditionally demonstrated great resiliency in the face of difficulties. Moral restraint, perseverance, indomitable spirit.
Speaking of indomitable spirit,
I kind of hate to tell him.
This weekend and every weekend, turn to TV Land for a 48-hour non-stop marathon of one fine show with all the best episodes all weekend long. TV Land Fandemonium Marathon Weekends. Always one thing on.